work stops at the fence row. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care. So we do things a little different around here. We're brave and fainting, we're in army green. Truth is in the words in red we read. Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love.
CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. More bloodshed in the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli strikes hitting near several hospitals in Gaza City. But the White House says Israel has agreed to pause the violence in four-hour daily shifts to get civilians out and aid in. Political waves over West Virginia's Senator Joe Manchin's bombshell announcement that he won't seek re-election. Analysts say a Republican could take the seat next year, and there's talk Manchin could become a third-party presidential candidate, hurting President Biden. Manchin giving no indication.
Every incentive in Washington is designed to make our politics extreme. The growing divide between Democrats and Republicans is paralyzing Congress and worsening our nation's problems. The majority of Americans are just plain worn out.
And just in, the Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas has reached a deal with the last holdout hotel on the Strip, Wynn Resorts, averting a strike that was set to start this morning. This is ABC News. Two top U.S. officials are in India discussing security challenges and concerns about China with their counterparts there. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have a lot to do, including with our defense colleagues, so I'm very much looking forward to that. And I think it's further evidence of our resolute focus for the United States on the Indo-Pacific, our region for the future.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also there as the U.S. offers itself to the region as an alternative to technology from China. The FBI now offering a $10,000 reward in the search for a man wanted in connection with the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Agents were about to arrest Gregory Yetman near Princeton, New Jersey when he ran into the woods. The smartphone could become a relic if a new product catches on. The, quote, artificial intelligence pin works by voice control and has a laser display that turns the palm of a hand into a screen. The startup company called Humane starts taking orders next week. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
I am obsessed with Ulta Beauty's early Black Friday sale because I can find up to 40% off my beauty favorites each week. Shop deals like Tarte Shape Tape Concealer at 30% off. I'll also be gifting myself. And $15 cleansers from brands like Tula and Philosophy. Plus, up to 40% off select hair tools like the Revlon One Step Blow Dryer. Find the gifts that bring joy to everyone on your list this holiday, especially the gift you give yourself. Hurry in store or place your online pickup order today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, November 25th, it is Hometown Holiday in Glidden, featuring things such as a Santa run at the Jacobstown Hall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Barry Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone held at the Assembly of God Church from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's even a Meet with Santa from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with free kids goodie bags until they are gone. Again, that is Saturday, November 25th in Glidden.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, died on November 5th at home in Duluth, Minnesota. He is survived by his wife, Corey, of 57 years, and by his children, Scott, of Chanhazen, Minnesota, by Angeli Bonzer, of Chesapeake, Virginia, and by Matt, of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and survived also by his grandchildren. Visitation to be held Thursday, November 9th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a rosary starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Dougherty Funeral Home in Duluth, Minnesota. Massive Christian burial Friday, November 10th at 11 a.m. with a visitation starting at 10 a.m. at the St. Rose Catholic Church located in Proctor, Minnesota. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, Minnesota. Jean Calvert, 93, of Park Falls, passed away on Friday, October 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her daughter, Deborah Debbie Christie, by two grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces and nephews. A private burial will take place at the Winnemac Cemetery in Winnemac, Indiana. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Calvert, 93, Park Falls. Rose A. Sokolowski, 87, of Bruce, died on Friday, November 3rd at her home. Rose is survived by her four children, D. Eberhardt of Ogama, Sue Polacek of Phillips, by Ed Madlin of Glen Flora, and by Ann Brockman of Bruce, survived also by her son-in-law, by her daughter-in-law, and by her brother, John Presnicki of Sheldon, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Massive Christian burial for Rose Sokolowski will be 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 11th at Our Lady of the Sorrows Catholic Church in Ladysmith with Father Poppy Reddy Yoruba and Deacon Doug Sorensen officiating. Visitation from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. The Nash Jackin Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Rose A. Sokolowski, 87, of Bruce. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
This holiday, trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium, Apple TV 4K, and 6 months of Apple One. All on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Go to your local Verizon store now. 6 months of Apple One, then $10 per month. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Apple TV 4K and Apple One offers require eligible phone purchase with activation on Unlimited Ultimate. Additional terms and conditions apply. Visit Verizon.com for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy for today, rain and snow showers possible in the area, tapering off to just a few flurries potentially by mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 36 degrees, winds northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, some cloudiness lingers early, winds will be light, lows drop to 23. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs making into the upper 30s to near 40. Winds south, 5 to 10. Saturday night, it becomes mostly cloudy. Lows fall back to 30. Winds remain south, 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Sunday, partly sunny and breezy with highs reaching 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 32.
I am obsessed with Ulta Beauty's early Black Friday sale because I can find up to 40% off my beauty favorites each week. Shop deals like Tarte Shape Tape Concealer at 30% off. I'll also be gifting myself. And $15 cleansers from brands like Tula and Philosophy. Plus, up to 40% off select hair tools like the Revlon One-Step Blow Dryer. Find the gifts that bring joy to everyone on your list this holiday, especially the gift you give yourself. Hurry in store or place your online pickup order today. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. NBA winners last night, the Indiana Pacers managed to beat the Milwaukee Bucks after blowing a huge lead.
Giannis Antetokounmpo set an NBA season high for points, but also committed two costly miscues as the Bucks fell to the Pacers 126-124. Antetokounmpo poured in 54 points, one off his career high. However, he committed two turnovers after Tyrese Haliburton put Indiana ahead with a three-pointer with 129 remaining. Haliburton finished with 29 points and 10 assists.
Anytime you can, you know, get a win against another top team in conference, the division, the league, feels good. So good team win overall. A lot of different guys contributed, and gotta be happy with that one.
Benedict Mathurin delivered 26 points and 11 rebounds. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other NBA winners, Atlanta over Orlando. Top 25 college hoops winners include Michigan State and Baylor. This is SRN Sports. NHL winners last night. The Chicago Blackhawks ride a four-goal first period to win over the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Connor Bedard's four-point night led the Chicago Blackhawks to a 5-3 road win over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Bedard finished with two goals and two assists, including an assist on the game winner by Corey Perry.
I thought we showed good patience, and obviously we're kind of waiting for their mistakes. And all the points, I feel like other guys did great things, and I got the benefit. So it's obviously nice getting on the score sheet, but there's a lot that goes into it.
Chicago's Kevin Korchinski notched his first NHL goal. Tyler Johnson also scored for the Blackhawks. The Lightning's Nikita Kucherov scored his 11th goal of the season. Peter Mrazek stopped 30 shots to earn his fourth win of the season for Chicago. Walt Marsicano, Tampa.
Other hockey winners, Vancouver, Boston, Montreal in overtime, and Dallas. In the NFL, Chicago over Carolina. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers at home tonight against the number 9th ranked Tennessee Volunteers. It's the first time Wisconsin has ever hosted a top 10 ranked team in the month of November. Basketball head coach Greg Gard.
I think every games, practices, film sessions, everything, vets helping younger guys. Our older guys have done a really good job of trying to kind of auto-correcting on the fly, and that'll help us.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 126-124, even though Giannis scored 54 points, just one short of his career high. Chris Middleton after the game.
We had some good possessions. Some shots went down. I think the turnovers kind of bit us in the butt a little bit.
NFL, the Packers play the Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Isaiah McDuffie has been making a name for himself at inside linebacker for Green Bay alongside Devondre Campbell, Kenny Clark.
You know, Isaiah coming in, you know, for the guys, and then no drop off.
That's Packers defensive end, Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, more with Mike Clemens coming up at 9 o'clock this morning as he chats with us live. High school football. We've got an 8-man championship game going on at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And it'll be Thorpe against Florence for the 8-man title. Other teams still alive. There's four teams remaining in each division. Division 1, it'll be Kimberly versus Marquette. Franklin will challenge Hamilton. In Division 2 tonight, you've got Wanakee against Kaukauna. And Sun Prairie East will challenge Badger. In Division 3 action tonight, it's Rice Lake taking on Notre Dame, and Stoughton will challenge Grafton. In Division 4, four teams left. Baldwin-Woodville will take on Lodi. Luxembourg-Casco will challenge Catholic Memorial. In Division 5 tonight in high school football, St. Croix Falls versus Wrightstown, and Horicon-Hustisford will challenge Aquinas. In Division 6, Grantsburg against Stratford. That game to be played at Chippewa Falls tonight at 7. Kewaunee will take on Darlington tonight in Division 6. And in Division 7, Edgar and Banger, they will play their game at the Durand, Arkansas field in Durand at 7 o'clock tonight. And then it's Blackhawk, Warren, Illinois co-op team against Reidsville. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
I love my favorite bar at home. I love going there. I love visiting it because every time I go home, I look right there when you walk in and still there's the 86 list. So the 86 list, if you don't know what that is, it's a list of people who have been kicked out of the bar. They're no longer allowed to return. And I love looking at this list every time. Right there on the top of the list is an entire family. And it's not listed. It's not like Deborah, Bobby. No, it literally says this family's last name, dash, all. The entire thing. I want to know that family. You know, I love looking at this list because it's interesting. Because there's a lot of names that are crossed out, like people who have like made right with God and stuff, you know. And I look at it, I always see this one guy, his name is Trevor. He's in the middle of the list, and his name is crossed out. It's written in pen, and it's written bigger on the bottom in Sharpie. Which means he got kicked out, and then he came back to the bar and was like, guys, things are different. I'm a changed guy. And then he had one sip of alcohol, and he was just like, whoa.
Party Friday, I look so forward to it.
Everyone, welcome. Thank you all for coming to this special day.
What a week I'm having!
Wow, wow, it's very nice.
I want to tell you it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that the windshield is bigger than the rear view mirror for a reason. Because what's in front of you is so much more important than what's behind you. Let's party, man, man.
Raise hell and you better damn raise.
meaningless without it. It's like the football game without Taylor Swift.
We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I.
Hey, it's the weekend.
We're going to have the time of our lives.
98Q Country.
Dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, it's bear, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa,
Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, Baca, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coastal, Rima, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamondina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bear, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
On air, Q-Country. 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. It's like girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed,
Morgan Wallen, thinking about me at 98Q Country, 29 past 7. Good Friday to you on this 10th day of November. And tomorrow, of course, we observe Veterans Day, and we salute those who have served our country in many different capacities. So we thank you so much, all the veterans And if you know of someone, call them, message them. If you see them, thank them. Tomorrow we're going to have a big, there's a lot of events going on, obviously. Park Falls Legion has their annual steak feed tomorrow. And the serving will start at 5. And Joe Osmark said they got 200 steaks they're cooking up. And they will all be gone, so don't delay in getting there to the Legion. A real good meal with the steak and special secret marinating sauce. Ooh, yeah, always a talk of the town. That's tomorrow at the Legion. Of course, Veterans Day. There's many national chains that offer free meals to veterans, like Sizzler and Golden Corral, and a lot of other national chains do that. Local restaurants offer discounts and such like that too. And so it's always a good day to. We take things for granted sometimes of what it took for this country to get to where it is now and to keep our freedom. And it hasn't been a walk in the park, to say the least, when you watch. My wife and I watch a lot of documentaries from the early 1900s and the World Wars and even in the 60s, things that went on in this country. And it's a lot to get to where we are now. Nothing's perfect, but boy, when you look at some of the things going on in other parts of the world and wars going on and conflicts and people that do not have rights to vote, to anything, we'll take it. We'll take it right here. So eyes to the sky and a little thankfulness for what we have here. Did you watch the presidential debate on Wednesday? Taking a quick 180 turn the other way this morning. We always wonder every presidential cycle. We wonder what the next one will be. How can we possibly treat each other any worse than we are now? They always take it. They never disappoint, do they? Nikki Haley calling Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know who these people are. She called the other Vivek Ramaswamy. Quote-unquote scum, called him scum at Wednesday night's debate. Then there was a reference to TikTok and three-inch high heels, and we're just always hitting the hard-hitting issues. sometimes I don't think it's real. I don't think the people on stage Wednesday night were real. I think it was all artificial intelligence. I think they were all robots. I think we're all being punked. I think it's one big Truman Show. I think the whole United States, the whole world, is just one big Truman Show. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, watch Truman Show, because it's a great movie with Jim Carrey. Okay, so we've got Bucks basketball tomorrow. I think that's a 5 o'clock tip tomorrow, I believe. And then we've got Packers on Sunday. You're free to roam as you like. Behave yourself tonight. And then we'll have coverage for you. I want to make sure I got that right. Boy, Giannis is having an interesting couple of games, isn't he? So the Bucks will take on Orlando down in Florida at 5 o'clock on Saturday, 4:30 pregame. Giannis got booted out of the game the other night, and it wasn't really – he was just kind of excited, and it's what the NBA is. And then last night he scored like 54 points, but then turned the ball over a couple times at the end. But that'll happen too. So the NBA season is a grind. I mean, it's every single game. If you're on the floor, you better be ready to rock and roll or you're going to get lit up. We're going to talk sports. Mike Clemens sent me a little note this morning, and he said, Joel, he says, I really want to talk about the behind the scenes of the Craig Council thing and him signing with the Cubs. So that's going to be the brunt of our conversation. So if you want to hear some inside information from our civic media guy, Mike Clemens, who is there, he'll be at the Packer game Sunday. He was at the Bucks game last night. This is his job. He follows Wisconsin sports, Badgers, Packers, Brewers, Bucks, and that's what he does. And then he joins us. He does the sports now. He's doing the sports for us in the morning and through the day and the weekend. And then he joins us each Friday morning at 9 o'clock to have a little one-on-one and talk Wisconsin sports, and he'll do that this morning. Let's get our bottom-of-the-hour news and sports update here.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. More bloodshed in the Israel-Hamas war. Israeli strikes hitting near several hospitals in Gaza City. But the White House says Israel has agreed to pause the violence in four-hour daily shifts to get civilians out and aid in. Political waves over West Virginia's Senator Joe Manchin's bombshell announcement that he won't seek re-election. Analysts say a Republican could take the seat next year, and there's talk Manchin could become a third-party presidential candidate, hurting President Biden. Manchin giving no indication.
Every incentive in Washington is designed to make our politics extreme. The growing divide between Democrats and Republicans is paralyzing Congress and worsening our nation's problems. The majority of Americans are just plain worn out.
And just in, the Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas has reached a deal with the last holdout hotel on the Strip, Wynn Resorts, averting a strike that was set to start this morning. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo scored an incredible 54 points, and yet Milwaukee lost to the Pacers. The final, the Pacers 126, the Bucks 124. Adrian Griffin on watching Giannis at work, shooting 1 point shy of his career high of 55.
You know, it's just awesome to see someone with his length, his size, his footwork. He's going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever play this game.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have 3 games left in the season. Next week against Nebraska, followed by Minnesota, and tomorrow they host Northwestern. Badgers safety, Hunter Wohler.
You know, with the talent we have in the locker room, we haven't been good on Saturdays.
The Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Mike Tomlin has been the Steelers head coach since 2007, a year longer than Matt LaFleur has been in the NFL.
I don't think he's ever had a losing season, which is incredible. He's the model of consistency in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done in November. The ADRC of the North will be offering brain health screens throughout the month of November. Come meet with Shay, the dementia care specialist for Price County, to have a screening done. It only takes about 10 to 15 minutes of your time. Offered at convenient locations across Price County. Call the ADRC of the North for more information at 1-866-663-3607 or check out the Facebook page for the ADRC of the North Price County branch. You'll also find posters in the community featuring dates and times. Be proactive. Get your brain health screen done. Call 1-866-663-3607 to reach the ADRC of the North to ask about brain health screening in November. Shawamigan Home Furnishings salutes our brave men and women in uniform, past and present. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. They have a great variety of furniture ready to go, including mattresses, recliners, sectionals, and up north style furniture. All in stock and available without delay. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, furnishing your home with pride.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy for today, rain and snow showers possible in the area, tapering off to just a few flurries potentially by mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 36 degrees. Winds northwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, some cloudiness lingers early. Winds will be light. Lows drop to 23. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs making into the upper 30s to near 40. Winds south 5 to 10. Saturday night, it becomes mostly cloudy. Lows fall back to 30. Winds remain south 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. And then Sunday, partly sunny and breezy with highs reaching 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 32.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. Expect the same.
off the Bud Light label. Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now. Come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys, so trade his whole world, yeah. Sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you're one of them girls. Broke every heart in your hometown. On the day you rode out, got them all wishing on stars now. Have I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody? You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number.
Bricer.
One of them girls
at 747. Well, November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, and next Tuesday is Diabetes Awareness Day. And the Fifield Lions is dropping off some information at the Marshfield Clinic and the Lakeland Clinic in downtown on November 14th, and there'll be all kinds of information on diabetes available there. There'll be several brochures and pamphlets that you may want to check out if you're there. November, Diabetes Awareness Month. We have a lot of things going on here this weekend. If you want to get out and about, it's going to be a little bit chilly. I mean, chilly like compared to what's coming next week with temperatures in the mid-upper 50s. Temperatures will probably be 35 to 40 tomorrow, but you can run around. You can walk around if you want to. The Christ the Servant Lutheran Church, 9 to 2 tomorrow. All kinds of really cool stuff. It is called the Holiday Market. So that's the place that has the Farmer's Market right on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. And the First Congregational United Church of Christ has their annual Christmas Bazaar and Bake Sale tomorrow from 9 to 2 with just all kinds of food and crafts and all kinds of fun going on there. And St. Anthony's, right at the Padua Center here in Park Falls. Their big holiday fair is Saturday tomorrow from 11 to 2. And if Sunday fits better for you folks down in the southern part of the county, on Sunday the 12th, the Legion Post 362 out of Kennan is having an all-you-can-eat free will offering breakfast at the Kennan Fire Hall Sunday morning from 7:30 until noon. So a few things for you to ponder and consider. As we get into the weekend, of course, Northwood's players busy. They have performances tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. It is the classic murder mystery, The Play That Goes Wrong is the name of it. And that's, again, tonight at 7, tomorrow 7, Sunday at 2 at the newly renovated, some new seats, all kinds of cool stuff in there at the theater right at the high school in Phillips. So that is another thing for you happening this weekend. I hope your weekend has some good plans. I'm going to be headed to Wisconsin Dells this weekend for an event called the Badgerland Bag Brawl. There are 320 teams at this at the Ho-Chunk Casino in Wisconsin Dells. So my son and I and our Bags family is going to hang out down there and hopefully not get in any trouble. And players from all over the country will be flying in for that big event Saturday and this weekend in the Dells. We'll be leaving a little bit later this morning. So I hope your weekend has some good things planned. If not, you have my permission to go ahead and plan something cool. All right, go ahead. Just take a few minutes.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.
And we got the Packers coming up Sunday at a noon kick right here. Your home of the Packers and the Bucks Saturday right here this weekend on 98 Q Alabama Country.
We live in the land of plenty, but many things aren't plenty anymore. Like the water from our sink, they say it's not safe to drink. You gotta go and buy it at the store. Now we're told there's a hole in the ozone. Look what's washing on the beach. And Lord, I believe from the heavens to the seas, we're bringing Mother Nature to her knees. Taking place way on the mountains. Acid rain is falling on the leaves. And down in Brazil, the fires are burning still. How we gonna breathe without them trees? So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green. Where I live called the canyon, where daddy taught me to swim. And that water is so pure, and I'm gonna make sure daddy's grandkids can swim there like him. Now we all ought to feel just a little bit guilty when we look into the eyes of our kids. Cause brothers, it's a fact, if we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ash follow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's on the earth tomorrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's on the earth tomorrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on.
Freedom.
98QCountry.com.
Is a little bit understated, yet OJ's always concentrated. AC's broke, so we gotta sleep naked. It's a good day for living. Swear all my jeans got holes in the pocket. Yeah, the money falls out as soon as I start walking. Good thing the sunshine don't cost nothing. It's a good day for living. Living it up. Good chance she's in it first. Any day that I get to kissing her's a good day for living. Sneak into a motel pool at 4 a.m. and every time she smiles I say amen. One hell of a good staycation. It's a good day for living. Living it up, living it right, living each day one day at a time. Ain't making no worry no bigger than it is when it isn't. Yeah, I'm thinking check goes by quick. If you blink, you'll miss it. Tomorrow's always short on specifics, but it's a good day for living. Living it up.